Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. Enjoy your cup as we visit this morning. I begin with Bulldogs football, going back to last Monday. If you watch the playoff game between Ohio State and the Dogs, you understand the stress of the experience. I don't do well when Georgia is not winning, but not because I am that devoted, but because everyone else in the family is, and I know how miserable they will all be if the Dogs lose. So at halftime, I went to the bedroom and began watching Mandalorian. During the second half, I would periodically check the score, and when I saw the Dogs were behind, I returned to my peaceful spot where no moaning and groaning could be heard. Then, all of a sudden, loud screaming and laughing and cheering, "They did it! They did it!" And I threw my computer aside and rushed into the great room to see the last 3 seconds and the missed goal of Ohio State. Go Dogs! Tonight we go again. The last and biggest game of the year for Texas Christian and UGA. The championship game. I'm stressed already. And thus, my behavior will be much like it was last week if it appears my team doesn't win at all and provide a happy ending to the 2022 season. A season national championship. Now, update. The Dogs won. It was a painless victory for me and a happy ending. I like happy endings. And if the ending is not moving toward happy, I see no reason to suffer through. When I can, I will read the last chapter of the book or watch the end of the movie or TV show, then go back with no anxiety, read or watch to the end. But of course, you can't do that with Georgia football or your child's next basketball game. Or waiting for the results of a medical test, or the labor and delivery of a new little person, the sale of a house, confirmation on a job, or dozens and dozens of other such events in life. There is anxiety leading up to the event, and it only intensifies as the event unfolds. You have to live through the anxiety and hope for the best. Simply said, you have to rely on faith to get you through. For many of us, there is a pretty big gap between worry and the peace faith can bring. The most human response is to think a lot about worst-case scenarios, then jumping to, what can I do to change the situation? Which usually there is nothing you can do but pray. This mental battle can be exhausting emotionally, and I say that from lifetime of experience. The only peace I find in these situations is instead of looking to myself for some kind of solution, look at what the Lord may be teaching me. How is he growing my faith and trust, as well as that of the person I might be praying for? Looking at Matthew 13:31-32, the parable of the mustard seed, Jesus told the people another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree so that the birds come and perch in its branches. Such a peaceful image. In Luke chapter 17, the apostles asked Jesus to increase their faith. In verse 6, Jesus replies, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you." According to Jesus, it doesn't take a whole lot of faith, because our tiny bit of faith will grow over time with prayer and experience. As the mustard seed will grow and spread its roots over time, it will become a tree where its boughs shade and the birds nest. So if I will let Him, the Lord, perhaps my part in any difficult situation, real life situation, beyond prayer, for the Lord's intervention, resolution, or happy ending, my part is to learn another lesson of faith, another lesson of trust, and then wait and watch my faith grow. Trust God, have a willing spirit, and grow as a mustard seed in confidence, in faith, that the Lord really does know what He's doing, really does see the big picture, really does care that all of us, all of those we care so much about, would come to know Him, and despite how it looks to you and me, the happy ending will come. Whether it is next week, 5 years from now, or when we meet again in heaven, such peace to look forward to. It all comes down to faith, trust, confidence in the loving care of our Lord. Psalm 33:20-21. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In Him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in His holy name. Let us pray. Lord, here we go into a new year. Your children have great hopes for a new year, hope that the issues that we have dealt with will be resolved, concerns about the health and happiness of family members and friends, country and world problems that are far beyond our curing. Our hope is never hopeless, because You are always walking with us, leading, strengthening, making the rough places smooth. And we are so grateful that we know, are assured of this hope. A new year, a new start, a fresh outlook, even if problems persist. You are in charge, and You, Lord, don't make any mistakes. We hope this will be a happy new year for You too, Lord. We hope that You will see many come to know You and accept the hope You gifted to all. In the name of Jesus, who we love, and who loves us. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.